Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to admit some stuff here.
Whoa.
Ready to admit stuff?
What? Like what?
What's your guilty pleasure? Rom-com, Steve, I can't even think of mine.
No.
But you know that's yours.
I just have a few in my movie collection for when the ladies come over. It doesn't mean they're good, though, and they're funny.
Steve, I don't think you have ladies over as often as you watch rom-coms. Because, like, Amber backed me up on this. And, like, every once in a while, I'll just, like, I set him up where it's like, what's that one with the dress? Yeah. 27 dresses?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay,
he can name them all, and he knows what actors
the
and actresses
points.
Are in each.
But then he throws in something, like, very guyish. He's like, because J-Lo
She's
was hot.
Yeah, that's always the go-to.
I only watch that because J-Lo was, like, hot. Dude, you know that's your guilty pleasure. The reason we're talking about this is William Shatner apparently loves BTS.
K-pop.
I don't think I've ever heard a
K-pop.
I don't know if I have either.
I don't think I do. You know K-pop?
Yeah, it's addicting.
Do you really like it?
Yeah, it can be.
Is it like One Direction kind of?
So boy bandish, but yes and no. It's just more. I can't describe.
I can't believe out of the three of us.
I know.
I'm absolutely floored. Are you telling the truth right now? You've actually heard this stuff?
I've heard K-pop because there's a lady friend's son is huge into K-pop. And I'm like, what the hell is that? So she started playing me some K-pop.
I feel like I'm going to have to listen to a bunch of it to be on your level.
In the know.
That's,
yeah.
William Shatner, apparently their album came out recently, yesterday. And he's fangirl for K-pop.
He's like 90 too.
He's really
old.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
So what's yours? Who's got, I mean.
What's yours?
I don't want to do mine right now because then I don't want, we don't want everybody to call with the same thing, just music. But I am full on, I'm fangirl for Taylor Swift. I am.
Like fangirl, or just you think she's good?
And admire some qualities.
Yeah.
If it were socially acceptable for me to wear a Reputation shirt or a 1989 shirt every day, I absolutely would. I am behind her. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't I wasn't one of those guys who was listening to the lyrics when Me came out to try to figure out what the next hit is, because she does that. Like in the Me video,
the little Easter eggs.
They're arguing and he says something to her in French, the caption is, you need to calm down. And if you really knew, that was the next song that was coming out. These real
Lover
Swifties.
Lover was in the air.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
All that. She is the queen of Easter eggs.
Uh-huh.
She tells everybody. I just think my daughter got into her and I wanted to pretend that
it was for her
and that I had to take her to the concert.
Yeah.
I
that hooked you.
I loved her before that. It was just awesome that I had a reason. It could look
you were pushing me out of the way during the meet and greet. You're like, no, me first.
Sort of.
Wow.
I could, as you know, Steve, as a person on the radio, when Taylor Swift is in Denver, you have to be very careful when you approach her because it was our town and one of the people who does what we do that.
I would never put my.
I did not touch her physically.
There
yet.
You go.
I mean, my hands were I was jazz hands.
I was surprised. I thought you were going to say Justin Bieber because as you're a former musician, you give him props for his talent. You say he's a good producer, writer.
I think he's amazing. I'm purposely not watching the documentary, so I don't go fangirl on him. Because everybody who's watched that documentary has said it's great. And then Amber came walking in the other day and she's like, I don't know if you've heard that JB, it's fire.
It's fire. And I was like, she said
is
fire.
That your yes. impression of me? That was, wow.
That's, well,
it's fire.
It's fire. Can I? I'm going to do the whole conversation because she's like, J-Babe's an album, it's fire. And Steve's like, it's what? Because I don't think he'd ever heard somebody call something fire as a positive.
No idea. Right?
So then I just stood back and I'm like, fire, what? Fire. All right, so
it's so good though.
Okay, so we're gonna listen to that. Like, if I listen to that and watch the documentary, then
you're officially
I'm gonna be fangirl for that.
Nice.
But we need to talk about other guilty pleasures, not just music. Like your
popping zits.
That's one. There you go. I know people just like that.
They do it to other people. They ask you if can I do that to your.
I had a ginormous like thing on my neck, and this girl came up and said. Please let me pop that.
A random person?
No, I knew her.
Okay, well, did you let her? Better.
No.
Why?
Why not?
Are you kidding me?
Or your wife would get mad.
Just let her get in
I
there.
I wasn't married then. Oh. But like...
What?
No, I should have just... Oh,
that's
my God.
That's like your
just
opening let her. Line.
Would any of you let a stranger pop a zit?
Not a stranger, but someone I knew, sure.
Oh, my God.
I don't get them, so I don't have to deal with them.
This was more of an ingrown hair kind of pus emitting situation. It wasn't. I'm not. All right. So if you have a guilty pleasure, this is when we'd like to talk to you. Steve has kind of admitted one. I've definitely admitted one.
Gosh, and, I mean, I don't know. At the food delivery, does that count?
That's your guilty pleasure.
I don't know.
That's laziness. You don't do anything where like you. Do you ever? God, I'm trying to think of what I can picture her doing. Like the bubble bath and you watch your episode of The Bachelor over and over and over again.
No, definitely not. Not my idea of a good time.
Do you know what one of the number one guilty pleasures right now? When we've talked about this, I actually know a lot of women who do this.
It's not popping things, is it?
No, it's baby food.
What do you mean, making
baby
it?
Food.
Eating baby food has become one of the biggest guilty pleasures of... Moms, they love it.
Huh.
It's like, I'm talking to like moms in the like hood, the banana one, and they do like, remember when Jelly Bellies first came out, you could like, they had a chart and it was like, if you combine this one with that one, it'll taste like caramel corn or whatever.
Yeah.
Like there's mom blogs where it's like, get the peanut butter one of that and then get the like sweet potato. I can't remember the combinations, but they're making these concoctions.
Baby, the Gerber.
Gerber baby food. Yes.
What are the babies eating then? What
there's more. They're making plenty.
Oh,
there's more where that came from.
Do you converse with your animal? Is that one of your little? Do you have full blown conversations with your dog?
No, but I tell her how cute she is and like give her kisses and talk to her in baby talk for sure.
Uh oh.
So you're not gonna
only alone.
You would never do that in front of a boy?
No.
Why not? I think that's one of the most...
I'd have to get really comfortable with that person before I'd like...
Do you want your... how about if a guy started talking baby talk to your dog? Then that you'd be like, stop. Just knock it off.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. Yeah. I'd have to see in the moment.
I have two more on the America's... Before we get to your calls of what your guilty pleasure is, America's biggest guilty pleasures, and both of them are Steve.
What? Smoking?
Eating mayonnaise by itself.
Ew.
That is one of them? Oh,
that
nice.
Is one of the guilty pleasures.
That you guys is do it so too. Gross.
You've done it too.
Amber, can I tell you a secret about Steve?
What?
He'll grab a stick of butter.
Ugh.
And just...
No, you won't.
Well...
You have.
Oh,
right?
We all have.
Nobody.
My.
He'll also grab a piece of raw hamburger while he's.
Put all salt. You got to put salt on it and then you eat it. Yeah, it's good for you.
Raw?
Yeah.
Raw.
Yep. Tiger meat.
How are you?
How is he alive?
Don't get it.
Science wants to know. The last one that is also Steve, a guilty pleasure, drinking pickle juice straight from the jar.
We've all done. Amber, you love pickle juice.
I do love
pickle juice. Oh, my God.
Like drink it from the jar.
Yeah, you slab it and put it back.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this.
I will just eat a ton of pickles. Yeah. But
if you're a wincer like Steve is when it comes to shots, get a pickle back on a tequila shot and you won't taste the tequila.
On tequila.
At all.
Yes, I've never done it with tequila.
Oh, a little pickle back on a tequila shot.
I love a
shot.
Pickleback.
Pickleback.
All right. So
nice.
If you're willing to admit your guilty pleasure, this is when we want to talk to you. Melissa?
Yes.
Yes. What's your guilty pleasure?
Yay.
Eating ice cream in a hot bath.
Oh.
Cold and hot. All right.
Nice.
Really?
Yes, it's so relaxing.
Yeah.
Do you make yourself a bowl, or are you like a traditionalist and just bring a whole pint in there with you?
Just a bowl.
Oh, man. I pictured the pint.
So did I. Because if you're doing that,
yeah.
Does it melt fast then?
Well, see, I'm old fast, and I like to mix it up so it melts. It's like softer. So it's kind of like both.
I kind of dig that. I will like make my ice cream bowl and then walk away for like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, so it gets soft.
And just let it start to turn into that other thing. That's a good little guilty pleasure. Thank you, Melissa. Eric.
Yay.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Hey, man, I know you're not supposed to do it, but it's chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh, yeah.
Raw.
Good stuff.
Who said we can't do it?
There's always a warning on the label.
Dang it.
Yeah.
They make one without eggs, right, that you're allowed to eat, but it's just nothing.
It's not the same.
No.
I'll do it. I don't care what else.
Wait, that's right.
I don't even bake the brownie mix.
You do brownie mix.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Cake batter, brownie batter, all of it.
Eric.
Take a spoon right in the bowl.
Boom.
How often do you do it in a week?
Oh, not very often. It's a guilty pleasure, but it's not an everyday thing.
Can I make a quick suggestion to any of you who love this as a food? Because I learned this as a child. My brother taught it to me. You take a whole package of the cookie dough and you shove it in like a gallon size or a quart size bag and get it all squished in there. And then you cut one corner off of the bag, and then you can just sit there and squeeze it into your mouth.
Yeah, just like it's frosting.
You just sit on the couch, binge watching, and just like you're squeezing cookie dough out of the Ziploc bag into your head.
That's next level.
Nice.
Try it tonight.
Eric, you gotta try pancake batter next. That stuff's good.
That's disgusting. Ew. There's no...
On a summer day, it's refreshing.
Not as good. What? But also, along those lines, I have been guilty of taking a spoon or a knife or even my finger into a fresh jar or a can or container of icing, of frosting.
Spoon that.
I buy icing, and then my wife will be like, are we making a cake? And I'm like, no, why?
No, we don't eat cake.
Why would we?
Don't ruin my frosting with a cake.
All right, thank you for the call, Eric. Jenna.
Yay.
What's your guilty pleasure?
I get a little bit of... My pleasure is I'd like to see my kids cry sometimes.
Heck yeah. Finally a mom who's honest. Yes. All right.
What? I love them. Don't get me wrong. But it's one of those times where you're just... It makes me smile inside.
Yep. That they're in pain.
Wait. What kind of cry? Yeah. Like the pain cry that Steve's... Or like emotional cry? Like
frustration cry.
Right. Yeah. Make them watch a sad movie. Oh, wow. That's weird. What kind of cry?
Pain or anything. This one, like, things just don't go away. Or, we're just stuck.
Her phone is doing the most interesting. Yeah. I want to let her go, but I want to know what that sound is.
Right.
But, so it's just, she did say it's not the pain cry. No, it's not. But just.
It's just when they don't get their way. She likes.
The tantrum
cry. A tiny little bit of me likes to see I kind of get in that.
Yep.
No. I like to see that they're capable of a human emotion.
Oh, so like an empathy cry or something.
Do you know what I mean? Because for a long time of their lives, they're just, I almost cussed, vampires. They just take.
Yeah.
And when something happens that affects them, you're like, oh, good. They're human.
I can see that.
There's a moment
Oh, I like if they don't get their way and they get so frustrated and they're just bawling their heads.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ha ha.
There is a little. I will say, you just can't say it out loud.
Oh,
right. The ha ha has to be 100% inside your head. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's your guilty pleasure?
I don't walk in portions of my home because after I vacuum, I get nice symmetrical vacuum lines.
You and Slacker.
That is nice.
Yes, they're perfect.
You start making peaks. Peaks and valleys, baby. There's parts of my house that are blocked off to this day.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.